USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A diverse crowd marched in Louisville streets chanting Black Lives Matter, the fourth consecutive night of protest after the grand jury declined to charge officers in the fatal shooting of Breonna Taylor. People in the crowd continued to chant No Justice, No Peace as cars honked along a busy downtown artery. In this Kentucky city that has seen more than 120 straight days of demonstrations, fires were set, windows were broken, and graffiti had been spray-painted all throughout the area. 28 people were arrested for breaking curfew. And in Yorba Linda, California, a woman was arrested after allegedly ramming her car into Black Lives Matter protesters, injuring two people. Tatiana Turner was taken into custody after striking a man and a woman with her car in the parking lot of a public library. Turner will be charged with attempted murder and assault with a deadly weapon, and the investigation is continuing. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Democrats are already blasting the president for trying to fill the Supreme Court seat 40 days before the election, and they've got warnings about the nominee herself. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says he strongly opposes the president's nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court to succeed Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Women's reproductive freedom will be at risk. Roe v. Wade itself will be at risk.
Senate Democrat Elizabeth Warren saying in a statement, besides reproductive rights, health care, workers' rights, and dreamers' futures are also on the line if Barrett is confirmed. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Maryland man was sentenced to a full year in jail for throwing parties at his home that violated Governor Larry Hogan's emergency coronavirus restrictions on gatherings. Sean Myers was arrested after having two parties at his home in southern Maryland that had at least 50 people in attendance. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Among the deluge of explosive claims tucked inside the new Senate Republican report about Hunter Biden's business dealings is the allegation the Democratic presidential nominee's son has a history of paying Russian or Eastern European women linked to sex trafficking. The 87-page report was released on Wednesday, provided few specific details regarding that allegation. It did point to a number of Russian and Ukrainian-connected transactions. Hunter Biden has continued to admit personal struggles in past years, including addiction and problems with his marriage. More details will be coming out on Monday. Protests against racial injustice are critical for the nation's progress and help to keep law enforcement in check, according to Senator Kamala Harris. At the NAACP's national convention, she said, "Nothing we have achieved has been about progress, in particular around civil rights, has not come without a fight. And so I'm always going to interpret the protest as an essential component of evolution in our country." She also added that the protests were necessary as all people's voices must be heard, and it's often the people who must speak to get their government to do what it is supposed to do, but may not do so naturally unless they speak loudly. Her comments come during mass protests surrounding the deaths of black Americans like Breonna Taylor, whose case prompted a series of demonstrations. While the vast majority of those demonstrations, which begin in late May, have been peaceful, many have resulted in property destruction and police officers being injured. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.